Here's your KLEM news for this Saturday afternoon. Shortly before 10 a.m. this morning, the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, along with the Lamar's Ambulance Services, were dispatched to a two-vehicle accident located on County Road C-38, just west of Nature Avenue, or about 4 miles southeast of Lamar's. A pickup truck was towing a van when it lost control, sending both vehicles to the north ditch. The pickup truck landed on its side while the van was on its top. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office says that there were two men inside the pickup, but fortunately only minor injuries were reported. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is investigating that accident. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department responded to a natural gas leak at the Armel Acres Mobile Home Trailer Court Friday evening at about 5:48 p.m. Apparently, residents of the mobile home located at 10 Birch Street were able to smell gas odors inside their home. When firefighters arrived on the scene and began investigating the origin for the leak, they found that the gas line beneath the mobile home had a small rupture. Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that when firefighters used their meters, it indicated that the gas leak was at 540 parts per million or at highly explosive levels. Shipper says that firefighters removed the trailer home skirting and ventilated the gas from beneath the trailer home. He says the gas leak was between the gas meter and the intake for the furnace. MidAmerican Energy was also called to the scene, and a plumbing and heating contractor was contacted in order to replace that ruptured gas line. If you've missed having a famous hot dog from Bob's Drive-In and you would like to help out the Lamar's Little League, then you are in luck, as today is the Taste of Summer. The annual event raises money for the Lamar's Little League program. Nate Cass of Bob's Drive-In talks about how the Taste of Summer benefits the Lamar's Little League.
Well, it's our 24th annual, you know, and I think we're right over $78,000, you know, for that 24 years for Little League. You know, obviously, it's just a great day where 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the help, everything's donated. You know, we've had some great partners over the years with Casey's Bakery donating the buns, you know, Wimmer's donating the hot dogs, and then just, you know, past and present workers donating their help. And, you know, with the Sons of the Legion, you know, doing deliveries for us, Little League board members helping out, and just some other people in the community. So it's just kind of one of those days where, you know, you're in a smaller town and everybody kind of comes together for, you know, one purpose, to help out, you know, the Little League. And I think we can all see the benefit in that.
Cass says that this year's Taste of Summer fundraising event is especially important since the Lamar's Little League facilities, equipment, and uniforms were damaged as a result of last September's flooding.
Without a doubt, you know, it just is one of those things that, you know, I'm happy we got blessed with some, you know, mild weather today. And it's just one of those things that you drove by, you know, and just, the fact that it's just something you drive by every day, and to see how much hard work has been put into those fields, and then to see them, you know, 6 feet underwater or more, just you wanted to kind of do whatever you can do to get it back up and maybe hopefully even a little bit better than it was before.
In past years, the annual event was held at the Lamar's American Legion Hall, but this year, as was the case from last year, the Taste of Summer will be held at Bob's Drive-In.
You know, we're going to try to just run 11 to 2. We're hoping to just, you know, pump out a, you know, whole bunch of hot dogs in 3 hours, and kind of nice thing is, you know, we can generate some good money, and really it's not a terrible inconvenience on anybody that they can come in and help out and still, you know, have plans later that day.
Cass says that the Taste of Summer on average sells around 1,000 hot dogs. A state investigator has testified that a mother on trial for murder after her infant was found dead in a maggot-infested diaper questioned her maternal care during an interview. Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Agent Chris Calloway testified on Friday that 21-year-old Cheyenne Harris told him that she had changed 4-month-old Sterling Kane, given him a bottle, and put him in a baby swing the day before he was found dead on August 30th of 2017. The Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier says that Calloway also testified that Harris told him, "I should have checked on him more." An autopsy showed that the baby died of malnutrition, dehydration, and an E. coli infection caused by being left in a maggot-infested diaper for up to 2 weeks. First responders found him lifeless in a sweltering bedroom in a baby swing. Calloway's testimony came in the third day of Harris's first-degree murder trial. The infant's father, Zachary Kane, already has been sentenced to life in prison in that case. Nominations are now being taken for this year's Iowa Character Awards. They honor individuals, businesses, organizations, and schools for their roles in making Iowa a better place to live. Amy Smith is spokeswoman for the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University in Des Moines, which organizes the annual awards.
We think that there are Iowans throughout the state who deserve to be recognized for their good character. It might be a friend or a family member or a coworker, but I think that everybody knows someone who can be nominated.
Smith says it's easy to nominate someone for the recognition.
Head to our website at iowacharacterawards.org, and there's an online nomination form where we just want to get to know your nominee a little bit better. We try to keep it quick and easy for the nominator, and then we'll have a volunteer selection committee review those this summer.
The award program was founded in 2005 and has since honored more than 100 individuals for showing good character. There are various categories in which to nominate.
If you know an organization who you think really embodies the six pillars of character, you can nominate an organization, a sports team, individuals.
Those six pillars of character include trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and good citizenship. Entry deadline is May 1st. During the Galen Catholic Student Blessing Ceremony acknowledging Catholic Schools Week on Friday, the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce presented its January Employee of the Month to Galen's nurse, Mandy Whelan. Whelan was nominated by Galen's faculty, staff, and students. Mandy Whelan serves as Galen Catholic Schools' pre-K through 12th grade school nurse. As a 2000 graduate of Galen Catholic, Mandy has served in this position for the last 10 years. Mandy's family is a heritage family, as her grandfather, parents, brothers, and sisters have all attended Galen Catholic. Our congratulations go out to Mandy Whelan for being the Chamber of Commerce Employee of the Month. That's your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon.